This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Atlas, the titan who had to hold up the heavens for eternity, was the metaphor used by an economist on this program to describe how U.S. consumers keep holding up the economy. This week, government data show consumers defied expectations of a downturn and shopped more in November. Some of it is buy now, pay later. Some of it is MasterCard Visa. But still, consumers seem to have faith enough in the economic prospects. Surprising, given the low marks they give to the economy when pollsters call. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Consumers are buying up everything from cosmetics to sporting goods to furniture. Chris Jackson surveys consumers at public opinion firm Ipsos.
The number of people saying that they're comfortable with making a major purchase or a household purchase is improved.
They're not just spending on stuff, also services and entertainment, says Sophia Baig at Morning Consult.
Especially this summer, we saw a big boom in that on recreation, Taylor Swift concerts, traveling.
AAA predicts near-record travel for the holidays. But there's also a disconnect here between consumer spending, which is exuberant, and consumer sentiment, which is down in the dumps.
I do think the relationship has become a little messed up.
Big says consumers drive the economy, and yet
consumer sentiment has never really recovered since the pandemic. It's a little confusing as an economist to figure out why people feel so bad, but yet people are spending as if they feel good.
Chris Jackson at Ipsos sees an overwhelming sense of precariousness.
Even as there's not actually a lot of people reporting job losses, people are pretty stable in terms of personal finances. They don't know what's going to come next, so there's a sense of anxiety.
Then again, maybe spending it up is just a distraction.
The form of retail therapy about all the uncertainty in the world.
Don't worry, go shopping. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.